Well, thanks very much for offering to share your memories of Ely Pitts and Meadows Oral History Project. Could you tell me your name and where and when you were born?
Roger Martin is my name. I was born in Little Denham, but have family connections with the Roswell Pitts back to the 1920s when my father lived at Queen, brought up at Queen Adelaide and went to school through the Common to school in Ely.
Okay, and what's your occupation?
I'm a farmer and have been tenant at one time of the mowing rights on the Common, Ely Common. My uncle had them before me, William Martin of Helford Farm, Streatham. Before him, my father's cousin, Arthur Martin of Barton Farm, Ely, before 1971, because he retired in 1971. He had it many years before, and he levelled the top part of the Common and reseeded the top part of the Common, not the bottom part. My father used to tell me when he went to school that the people from Queen Adelaide, the odd small, kept a cow, and the man would collect these cows up in the morning and mowing them on the common to graze them in the daytime and take them back home at night. And the man lived on, I think, Thistle Corner, on the corner where Harry Lee lived at one time. Later a stable was on the corner. Lived there, what looked after him. That's where one woman lived there who kept the odd cow, so he used to tell me. And that was common practice to charge a bit, a shilling per week per cow to look after these cows. The system was carried on, I know, in Little Denham later, and they managed to look after up to 30 cows, but this wouldn't be so big a common to hold 30 cows. But a shilling per week per cow would be the normal price. Probably an old age pension to the job, I do not know. He kept this farm on the common farm for putting odd things he couldn't sell in the market, just leave them there perhaps 1 or 2 weeks, and buy odd things himself to make a bit of money. And the man who looked after them, who lived in the farmhouse, was a Mr. Lee. My father lived at Clayway Farm. Instead of going to Adelaide, turned right through the village, went straight over the railway line, down what's called Thistle Corner, and over the railway line, that's the second little small holding on the right-hand side in the riverbank. There's a green beech tree near the homestead was. My father was not born there, he was born in Barton Road, Ely. He went down there when he was 4, he was born in 1918. His younger brother was born down Clayway, and he also went to school in Ely, coming up the common. But if the drove got muddy in the wintertime, they used to cut across Uncle Sam Cross's field and come out near the cemetery in Ely and down New Barnes Road to go to school. But mainly he came up the common to school to go to Silver Street School in Ely.
How old were you then when you first remember this area?
In the 1950s.
Yeah.
My mother had a friend who lived in Prickler Road and used to go there sometimes to tea on a Saturday, and we used to come walking around with her brother around the pits in that time of day.
So what are your earliest memories of this area then?
long grass when we came in the summertime, no doubt.
How old would you be when you first came?
Oh, 8 or 9, I think.
Okay.
I was born in 47, so about 8 or 9, and it has been the 50s.
So what did you do on the common then?
We just walked round and as most go to nature walk, we passed and looked at bird nests. Mm-hmm. They went down to these little lines across here, Springy Lane, Lubbers Lane, they call them back, some other around the back there. The pitch was built then, I remember the pitch being built, it was there dug then.
Can you remember what sort of flora and fauna or animals or anything?
Dog daisies, I presume, what we call dog daisies.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep's path, you know. Also, there's some unique little flowers on that bottom common. That's not been played with. There's quite some little flowers on there if you really look about there.
Yeah.
Well, this top one's been reseeded, and that was reseeded by Arthur Martin before 1971. They dumped a lot of factory spoil on there, either sugary workings.
This common, the what we call Milking Common?
Milking Hill Common, yeah.
Milking Hill Common,
yeah.
Yeah. Was it called that when you were a...
Yes.
For any particular reason or obvious reason?
Well, they put milking cows in, I suppose.
Yeah.
It'd be higher pasture than what would be in Queen Adelaide, because plainland grass is not very good grass for cattle. They want heavy land grass to make milk. Yeah. Make the butter and milk, what's called Milking Hill, I presume.
Yeah.
To make the cows milk.
So you're saying are you saying that the grass on this common was probably...
Well, and the other one, more heavy land, but they went spoiled us by putting all this factory soil on here. There's a lot of hills and holes, ups and downs. Look, there's on that next bottom, if you really look at it, It's like when we bailed, there's a lot of hills and holes about there. Yeah. This was like that apparently, but when Arthur done it, he levelled it all up and made a fair job of it.
So who did that?
Arthur Martin of Barton Farm.
Oh.
It'd be in the 60s, I think. Early 60s, I should thought.
Yeah. That's really interesting because there's been a recent survey, soil survey, on Milcombe Common by a professor at Cambridge University who was a bit confused because he found that it was more fertile than he thought it was.
Yeah, well, it would be.
And also that he thought it had been turned over at some time.
It was.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that the sugar beet spoilings were put on this common then, to level it out.
Yes.
Okay. And then you said... The other common was reseeded.
No, never reseeded.
No.
That's where the little flowers on that.
Ah.
The original flora and fauna on the bottom common.
Right.
There's 3 eggs and 5 eggs in the common. 8 eggs for each star. Through common to the agent for Tom Fastenchild, who owned it at that time.
So 3 acres on Milcombe Common.
This, yes. And 5 in the bottom.
And 5 on the bottom.
Always made the best hay in the bottom end.
So was this common turned over at the time?
I should imagine so. He'd plough and level and reseed it down.
Right.
He'd made a good job what he'd done.
But tell me how the use of commons changed over the years, really.
I'm assuming the grazing stopped in the wartime. I don't know, but I should imagine it was stopped in the wartime. Somebody cut the commons and picked it once, the first, and then he cut it and left the boughs like a wet seed nails all over the place. Left them had a hell of a run to pick the boughs up because they couldn't have with them. They were rotten, they left them all over here when Arthur took it in the 1960s.
Right.
Steve Legg would have been the agent then who worked for partner in Cummins then.
Right.
Which is now Shepherds.
Okay, so when did you start to mow it then? Or when did your family start to mow it?
Well, Arthur had it in the 60s, one was out in the 70s, I took it in the later 70s. He packed it in 84, I took it before he retired. In the 70s, they auctioned it at any market, in the pig market. On Thursday. They auctioned it and I bid for it and got it. Peter, he really wanted it, me and him bidding for it.
Ah.
I think I paid about £8 for it, I don't know.
Right.
I think it's £8. But the Thomas Parsons charity records will tell you exactly what I paid for it, if you want to dig into that.
Yeah.
Which is about the equivalent, not the best crop, just cut. We got 2 crops of hay between certain days, May and about August, I think you got 2 days of hay. You got 2 crops of hay. We never did cut 2 crops, I don't know.
Did the quality change over the time, or...?
More dogs were through there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a problem with dog excreta on there at the moment, or would be, because if cows eat that, they give them a disease and you can't sell the meat.
So what did you use the hay for?
Feeding the big cattle. Big, strong cattle. You can't feed the calves. Wouldn't be any good. That's farming terms.
So what do you call the big cattle then?
Strong cattle, 2-year-old or more, big strong cattle.
So tell me about your mowing regime then, I mean what?
We always used to cut it on the Monday to get it cleared up the weekend. You'd never leave it overnight, you had to watch it because the boys cut the bales and stack it up and cut it as soon as you could. Uncle left for 2 weeks and when he came back they'd chuck it and cut it and all over the place.
And what machine did you use?
Just an ordinary grass cutter and just cut it and just turned it 2 or 3 times and bail it. Always like to get it done for the weekend so there's no interference from the general public. We used to put notes up, mowing in progress, but some residents didn't think much of that. They thought stopping was going on there. We thought we was going to stop going on there.
What's your first memories of what it looked like? Can you remember?
No, the trees were small. I should guess they started planting. I should think, I don't know, I should thought they'd been set for the coronation. I don't know. I thought I'd been set for some commemoration, I should thought the coronation. Mm-hmm. Seemed like trees set there. They weren't very big then, there was no fence there. You just rolled off the road on the field, you know, I mean, there's no stopping, no barrier. The little ditch was dug there, it wasn't for drainage, but it was just to keep the...
You mentioned when we were talking something about the sugar beet factory, about that being built.
Built 1924, closed 1982, I believe. A lot of people come anywhere to bring sugar beet down to the factory. Father used to come with a tractor and try to take sugar beet to the factory. They freewheel down the hill and whiz around the corner to go over to get steam up to go over Loop Bridge with a load of sugar beet. It's a near misses.
Can I just ask you, sort of, when you first had the land, mowed the land, Was it? Who was it owned by?
Thomas Parson Charity.
It was always owned by Thomas Parson Charity. Yes. Was it? Was that both bits of the common?
Yes.
And of course, it continues to be owned by them now, doesn't it?
No, it Mr. Till got a bomb, didn't he?
But apart from that, it's still owned by
Thomas Parson Charity. Mm-hmm. That goes back to the will of Thomas Parson, I think, in 1600, when it was founded. And of course, the arm says name on Thomas Parson Charity.
When did the common, because this part of the common, the milking common bit, it's really quite rank, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why did that deteriorate, do you think?
Well, through cutting hay, you know. Would it deteriorate in quality grass, or?
Just it came infested with weeds and nettle.
Well, that would be managed by a bit more, really. Mm-hmm. They wanted the grass, they got the crop wants managing.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been. No, we talk about conservation, but they all had a little physics or manure on it, chemicals, make it grow properly. That would have been better common. Mm. And probably mown better, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
But that spoiler was poor, but putting this factory soil on there.
So when did you finish mowing it then?
But when Mr. Till came, maybe about, what, 4 or 5 years ago, I should think.
Is that both commons you stopped?
They stopped this one, I was going to make a children's playground the top one at one time. They want a different regime cutting them to stop building the feet where walking dogs. They stopped saying that we had the bottom of the wall off there.
And what sort of, I've asked you this already, but what sort of flowers and that can you remember seeing on the
dog farm? Daisies, buttercups. The usual flowers in meadows was years ago, part of the wartime, part of many sprays. Plus more little flowers there. Fingers and thumbs, we call them, I think, there's some of them on there. Mm-hmm. Little yellow flowers, small flowers. You've got to just really look for them, really. The land, they have both been poorer soil, which has not been fertilised or managed, really.
And then, presumably, had the land fallen away when you were mowing the common, the bit on the sailing club common?
Not really, no. No. I held that at the bottom. We held it home really well and looked really well. They set some trees, more trees in the bottom, in the bottom corner. That would have been about, I think they won the Jubilees tree. Yeah,
there's a walnut tree?
Yeah, which people go after.
Whereabouts is that
then? Down near the sand club. On the side of the road, not far from that.
Oh, right.
Down there. There's also some plum trees on the top corner, on the, what I call on the V. There's some plum trees in the hedge as well, wild plums. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Yellowy coloured plums.
Yeah, yeah.
They make nice poise.